How is fast food like computer technology? It turns out both industries like to protect information that is valuable to them. Valuable information such as KFC's chicken recipe, Big Mac's special sauce, the formula for WD-40, and yes, the inner workings of Google's data centers. These companies do this by using trade secret protection. In the current economic environment, I've been noticing that it's particularly common to find companies being more protective about their trade secrets. As employees move to find better jobs, or just any job after they've been laid off, they expose themselves to charges of trade secret theft by their former employer. Just recently, a laid-off computer programmer at Bank of America was sued for allegedly stealing proprietary information before he left the company. He's alleged to have sent 21 large files to his personal email address that contained confidential information just a few days before he was laid off. In another recent case, Bank of America filed a trade secret lawsuit against a manager in their Roanoke, Virginia office for allegedly trying to convince his co-workers and clients to defect with him to Wells Fargo. So when Mark Hurd, the ousted CEO of Hewlett-Packard, left HP and pursued new employment as a president at Oracle, he should perhaps have expected to be sued for stealing trade secrets. The case was recently settled for tens of millions of dollars. In fact, companies often assert such claims of trade secret violations whenever employees who are exposed to confidential information leave to join a competitor. Trade secrets are a form of intellectual property protection. They're the least burdensome of all forms of intellectual property protection compared to, say, a patent, a copyright, or a trademark. It is quite easy to satisfy the requirements for a trade secret, and it's relatively easy to claim such status. Under the Uniform Trade Secrets Act that is followed in more than 40 states, virtually any information can be protected as a trade secret. All that is needed is that the information has to have some economic value because it is not generally known. In addition, you, the trade secret owner, has to take reasonable efforts to keep such information secret. You might do this, for example, by asking your employees to sign a confidentiality agreement. In fact, over the years, courts have protected a wide range of information: marketing lists, client customer lists, and yes, food recipes. Even the idea of cutting grooves in wooden toy tracks, like in the Thomas the Tank Engine toys, to make them go clickety-clack, has been protected as a trade secret. Just as long as the information is economically valuable in the marketplace and it is protected in some manner from public disclosure by the trade secret owner, you have a trade secret. Of course, companies like Bank of America or HP may also be interested in reminding current and future employees about their confidentiality obligations. Bringing such a trade secret action can serve as a deterrent and a disincentive to possible misconduct. But suing your ex-employees is never good PR. Despite the possible public relations backlash or less than favorable public impression that such a lawsuit could bring, companies do pursue such measures to protect their confidential information. So, next time you think about switching employers, it is well worth considering these issues. You don't want to be making the same mistakes as some of these other newsworthy employees did. Check things out before you move on to greener pastures. I'm Jay Kaysen.